Mark, you've been a musician for a long time. You're the leader of Soul Sky, and you've been in many bands over the years. Yep. But you also work at the Oakwood Community Center. Are you still doing that?
Yeah. I help out down at Oakwood Community Center, and we have that house is, amongst other things, the Troy Larger Pantry, and that's a pantry that's open every Saturday morning. And you can only go once a month. It's open from 9 to 11. You can only go once a month for a representative of a family. And we have like 60-plus families every Saturday. And a couple Saturdays, we've run out of food beforehand. And it's heartbreaking when someone shows up and they don't get food, because the next pantry that's open is on Monday at Unity House. So they have to wait till Monday. And we see working families, people that are working these jobs that pay less than a living wage. And as we know, it costs an enormous amount to live in the Capital District. Rent's through the roof. Wages aren't through the roof. We have a lot of elderly folks that the solution isn't just getting a better job, because they're past, you know, to a degree, their working age. And we have disabled people, and we have lots of children that we're feeding. So it's a good feeling that we're doing this, but it's a shame that it even has to happen in the richest country in the history of the world.
So how does food stock work? Bob mentioned that all the door proceeds go to the cause, and there must be a lot of proceeds, because the event goes Sunday from, from 2 to 8, so it's hours long, and there's six bands. You got a great lineup there. Does the money go to Oakwood, or does it go to the food pantries? How does that work?
It goes to the food pantries of the Capital District. And we've thought about this, Steve, over at Bob and I have been talking about it.
Mark had suggested them because they distribute to all the other pantries. So that's why we selected them, because we thought it would be the best way to really spread it around the community. And the other thing about is that we decided that it would just be a good way to do that, to bring them into it. And so they have become the one that we wanted to go to. Initially, I thought of going to the Rensselaer Food Pantry, and Mark had suggested that if we really want to make an impact, that's what we should do. Now, the one that we just had recently in November, Food Stock 4, brought in $1,700 at the door, plus 54 pounds of food. So we're very proud of that. We think we can do better. We're hoping to do better.
So Food Stock takes place on Sunday, February 17th, from 2 to 8. It's in this cool bar in the northernmost reaches of Troy, right? The Rustic Barn Pub.
Great music joint.
Yeah, the real deal. The stage is really nice, and it's very intimate, and good sound system and all that. It's a great place to have a show. And if folks want to get more information about that, what should they do? Should they call the Rustic Barn Pub, or is there a website? How does that work?
Well, they can go to the Rustic Barn Pub on Facebook, and they could call the Rustic Barn Pub. They are a pub, so they have pub food if someone's hungry. And they also sometimes will provide a 50-50 and other things to provide more for the pantry itself. So it's
They're really good people, Jody and Jason, that own the place. And they, you know, if they weren't willing to do this, it would have made it hard to have food stock 2, 3, 4, and now 5. And if Bob wasn't willing to put all this effort in, and more bands volunteer and want to play this than we were able to do in it. And
well, actually, Mark, they weren't the first. When I first asked them, I couldn't get a date from them, so right. I was looking elsewhere. And I had a couple of other locations, but then I was having a little trouble because I didn't want to rent a PA system or anything. The thing about the stage at the Rustic Barn is it's a stage that people want to play at. There's great lighting. They've put in a lot of money on their stage. Their sound system is awesome. And Jason, who is one of the owners, has become so good at the soundboard that we all love to play there. It's just a great place to play. So it just turned out that they are our host, and it's worked out really well for us all.
So this is an event that takes place on Sunday, and it's going to benefit the families in the Capital District, the many families in the Capital District who depend on the food pantries for just day-to-day life. I was struck. I had a chance to interview some of the folks from the food pantries, and just the sheer number of pantries around the Capital Region is staggering. And there's so many people doing this work. How many are there as a ballpark?
The Food Pantries of Capital District have 64 pantries. There's 18 in Rensselaer County. There's 7 that are affiliated just in the city of Troy with them. And the thing that's good about this is every dollar that's donated is pretty much matched by $6. Basically, you're buying $6. I don't mean that. You're buying $6 worth of food with every dollar that you have. And so you're really, you know, $1,700 sounds great. And it also, compared to the need, is like, oh, geez, $1,700. But it buys so much more. And if you're going to come and bring perishable food, bring it that's in the boxes so it's not as heavy to carry as the cans. Don't just bring us your old sauerkraut. Bring us some pasta and peanut
dry
butter.
Dry beans.
Yes, rice.
So I think people who aren't, you know, on the front lines of the struggle against poverty and malnourishment have an idea that's based on the public perception around Thanksgiving and the holidays. But we're talking about a pervasive daily need. This is people who just are not making enough money to eat.
That's right. I mean, you know, I grew up in this area. What used to be a $400 apartment is now a $1,000 apartment. But your wages didn't go up to $1,000 wages. And so I know people that are working multiple jobs and have multiple families living in a flat together that are trying to, you know, survive in this thing. And if something happens, like you lose a week or so of pay, we saw this just recently with the government shutdown, that the food pantries, and thank goodness for them, both the Food Pantries of Capital District, Regional Food Bank, Unity House, United Way, everybody opened up their doors to those furloughed and displaced workers during that time. We're working without any pay, like the TSA folks. And so we just see this great need. And, you know, I protest a lot, as everyone knows. But I also think sometimes you could yell at the light bulb that ain't working, or maybe you could work together to just change the light bulb. And so this is a modest way of changing the light bulb for at least a little bit. And I salute, like, I know some of these folks, like Linda O'Malley here in Troy at the Oakwood, and Angela Warner at St. Vincent's in Albany, that put their heart and soul in this for years. There was no food pantries in the United States from 1946 to 1980, very few. Reagan coming in and, you know, butchering the social safety net, which has been continued by pretty much everybody since then, has led to these things. And some folks that started these food pantries in their church in 1980 are still volunteering so many years after that. So this is our little way of being able to help it. And musicians, we're not the smartest guys in the world or gals in the world, but we can help, and we have fingers.
Well, one thing I could say about it, though, is this wouldn't be possible without the local musicians. I've supported them for years. I think people should go out and support their local musicians, and they are a big part of this, and it could never happen. Food stock could never happen if it wasn't for our local musicians.
Mm-hmm. So we have about a minute left. Can you just go over the lineup that you have on Sunday?
Well, on Sunday, we have a great lineup. It's a local musician who plays locally, Brian Kane. Ties is a band that I put together with some friends that play. We play some original songs and some covers. Mike McMahon, who many people know, will be playing with Luke McNee on sax, and Saul Sky, of course, and Night Train, who's a local band who plays around, and Lou's Blues. It's a new band. Leslie Bachman is a piano player and wrote the songs, and it's just been recorded. So I'm really looking forward to seeing this lineup.
Great. So that's this Sunday at the Rustic Barn Pub in, is it Spiegeltown? It's right on the border.
It is Spiegeltown.
It's
just
Lansingburg.
Up the hill, yeah. Really, from Lansingburg and the back end of Troy, yes.
Okay. And for folks who want to find out more about the food pantries, is there a website or someplace people can go?
Yeah, the Food Pantries of Capital District have a great website. Just look that up, and there's tons of volunteer opportunities, and they list all of the pantries and all of the places you can go to get you know, if you need help.
And I understand they actually have a click on. If you want to donate right away, you can donate to the food pantry by going to their website.
Okay, fantastic. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Steve.